Recorded live on DementiaRadio.org, it's the Funny Music Podcast, brought to you by TheFump.com, where you can download new free comedy songs twice a week. Now, here's your hosts, Devo Spice and the great Luke Ski.
We are here indeed.
Indeed we are.
Episode one, officially.
Officially. Because now we have official theme music.
Yes. So it didn't count last week.
Okay, are you ready, Devo?
Oops. Damn it, I knew that wouldn't work. Hi. Hi, that was a glitch in space-time. Hey, this is Luke Ski talking live on Dementia Radio with my good friend Devo Spice. Hey, we have a special guest, Devo. Who might it be?
I don't know. Who might it be?
It's Insane Ian, the new... Oh, no, wait. That would...
I'm Ian now?
That would be your cue, Jace.
Introduce yourself, Jace.
Hi, I'm Jace. I'm in that band, Nuclear Bubble Wrap. Yeah.
Yeah, that band.
Yeah.
He is the spawn of Goody.
He is, in a way, the spawn of Goody.
So
all the Harry Potter is rubbing off on me.
Yes.
Yeah. No more rubbing off this week, please.
So
Luke, what you been up to?
Well, basically, I went to see the movie Get Him to the Greek earlier this week. And
was that good? I've heard good things about that.
I dug it. Did you see the movie Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
No.
Okay, you don't have to have seen it to enjoy Get Him to the Greek, but this is sort of a sequel to it because the Russell Brand character, Aldous Snow, it came from that movie. I thought it was really funny, him and Jonah Hill and P. Diddy, who was surprisingly hilarious in the film.
Really?
The weird, interesting thing that happened, I was very distracted during the movie because, like, after about 5 minutes of the movie, I hear people talking behind me, but, like, not in the normal type of way you hear people talking in movies. It was, like, some weird conversation, like, two old people, like, an old man and a woman, like, hey, what do you want to do? And then I distinctly heard the word Marmaduke. And I finally had to turn around to see what was going on. And apparently this really, really old couple, you know, just kind of decided, oh, well, let's go see the movies. And they didn't, like, notice that it was an R-rated comedy and apparently were, you know, offended by the opening 5 minutes or whatever. So they were just having, like, this loud discussion on should they leave the movie and go see Marmaduke instead. And that is indeed what they did. So...
Oh, okay. Oh, well, good for them.
So that's what I've been up to, other than preparing for this podcast. What have you been up to, Devo? I'm sure that you don't have anything going on in your life.
No, I have nothing going on. Oh, my God, I've been so freaking busy. First of all, we are house hunting, since we're going to be moving at the end of July. So we're looking at houses now, doing that whole thing. And I've been moving stuff back and forth into the storage unit that we have, and I have a feeling we're going to need about 7 more to fit all of our crap. You think you got too much stuff, Luke? You should come see our house.
Well, that's why I was volunteering to do the opening theme music using my music, because you have too much stuff to do.
I do have too much stuff to do.
Waka waka!
I should parody your song about that, now that I think of it. I got too much stuff to do, yeah. And I've been setting up the Sudden Death Blowout sale, which officially launched yesterday. I have the CDs marked down to $4.99 and the tapes marked down to $2.99, and everything is working properly, and I've already sold about 3 dozen items, so wow. I'm very happy with the way things are going already.
That is awesome.
Dude, awesome.
So, yeah, at this rate, I may actually be able to get rid of a lot of this stuff and not have to move it, which is my goal. And I've been getting things ready for the podcast. You know, I did the intro and the outro, which we'll hear at the end of the show. That theme music, by the way, is called He Didn't Inhale, Drug-Free Version by Doug Astrop, which I found on the PodSafe Music Network. And I submitted the show to iTunes. I just got the notification a couple hours ago that they've accepted it, so it should show up in iTunes
Do they have
probably tonight, tomorrow.
Complete with the nifty artwork and graphic I created for it?
Supposedly, yep. Yeah. Awesome. When I submitted it, the artwork showed up, so everything should be fine. I submitted it to Podcast Pickle and a couple of the other podcast directories, only the ones that I had heard of, though, because there's a dozen of them. Then I've just been, you know, going to town on all the other crap I have to do, so... That's my life in a nutshell.
Well, we will get into talking with the life of Mr. Jace and his band of miscreants from the lovely city of Nashville and such.
Yes, miscreants.
That's one of those college words. But first, we'll play the interview with TV's Kyle, followed by his song, and then following. Do you want to go immediately into the promo that we're supposed to play every week from another podcast? Okay.
Yeah.
So it'll be
and then we'll do the news,
interview, and then song, and then promo, and then a Dementia Radio ID, and then the news, and then we talk to Jace, right?
No, the Dementia Radio ID is later after the nuclear bubble wrap song.
Okay, then I will move.
Don't you even read the document I set up for you?
I have it printed and sitting in front of me right now. I'm just... This is more organized than most podcasts. Anyway.
It is.
All right, so so everyone hang tight, and we'll be back in about... let's see.
And now we go back in time a couple days.
Back in time. Gotta get back in time. Oh, I better not sing that. I don't want to owe Huey Lewis money. Okay. Here is our interview with TV's Kyle, starting right now.
Okay, are you ready, Devo?
I think I'm ready.
Are you ready, Kyle?
I can't feel my legs.
Okay. Hi, everybody. This is the Funny Music Podcast. We have now traveled back in time to Tuesday evening, where we are speaking with TV's Kyle. Kyle, say something.
Something!
Woo! You're incredibly witty!
That's awesome, Kyle.
So,
Kyle, I don't know if you know this, but you're living Luke Ski's dream.
Yeah, ain't it a pain?
You know,
because you're a professional animator.
It took me a really long time. I mean, I don't know if you guys know this, but I got to make my short film and everything. But other than that, it's been a real uphill battle finding work. So, you know, I just started at Nickelodeon. This is my third week there. And, you know, I had to take test after test before that happened. So, you know,
it
took a lot of hard work.
Are you allowed to say what show you're working on?
Oh, yeah, I'm working on the second season of Fanboy and Chum Chum.
Ah. So
I've never heard that. I'll have to watch that.
That's a CG show, right?
Yeah, it is. And but, you know, it's behind the scenes, it's treated very much like a 2D show. In fact, we're allowed to work much cartoonier than, you know, I'm used to seeing on 2D shows. In fact, yeah, they want the boards to be extra crazy, so like the CG models have to match what we're doing. You know, they don't make us hold back.
That's really awesome.
Oh, nice.
So
tell us about this song. You a B-52s fan?
I'm a mild B-52s fan, but even more so than that, like when I go out and do karaoke with my friends, I found that I could do the Fred voice pretty well. So. The song was almost – it was pretty much done as a dare. I was in a car with my girlfriend Lindsay and our friend Sam, and you know, she was driving us to the airport because we were going to visit my family in New York. And we start talking about the B-52s and how their songs can really pretty much be about anything. And Sam says, "You could write a B-52 song about a turtle riding a dog." And I said, "Okay," and like came up with the opening thing, you know, "If you got yourself a dog and his back is bare, then get yourself a turtle and put him up there." Like that, I just rattled off and, you know, just started writing it in my head from there. And within a couple of months, I had this thing just all done from a dumb conversation to a finished song.
Nice. You do a lot of writing in the car? Because I've done that myself.
Yeah, well, sometimes a melody will start sticking in my head or a phrase, and I'll record it as a voice message to myself in my cell phone.
Yeah, that's what I do too, because I find that inspiration strikes in the most inopportune times, like times when it's physically impossible for me to write anything down. You know, like I'm in the shower, and I'll get an idea for a couple of lines, and then I have to like quickly memorize it so I can, by the time I get out of the shower, I have those four lines memorized and I can write them down.
Oh yeah, absolutely. The melody for After the Fish was totally a shower melody.
I could see that being a shower melody. that totally comes across as a shower melody. So speaking of your melodies, you write some damn catchy songs.
Thanks. Well, it's actually a lot of times for that reason. Like for a long time, I didn't have something to send myself, so I really just had to sing a melody over and over to myself so I wouldn't forget it because I didn't want to lose it. And so only the ones that really stuck with me were the melodies that I would use. And so that ended up being a lot of catchy songs just by definition.
Oh, that's cool. That's a good way to do it.
So you're more of a, write the music first, then the lyrics guy most of the time?
Most of the time. Not all the time, though. I mean, sometimes I'll have an idea and I'll pair it up with a melody that I have. But sometimes, I write a lot of songs as a result of songfight.org, which if you haven't heard of it, they give you a song title and then a bunch of bands write a song by that title. And so, you know, sometimes I'll be starting with a title. And, you know, I did a bunch of songs for an album concept that I didn't go through with called No Cover, where I took a bunch of established song titles and wrote songs around them, which is, you know, why on my albums you'll see, you know, familiar names, but the songs are completely different.
Oh, that's a neat idea.
What was the thing with the Gorillaz album and the leaked track names? And you said that any of the track names that didn't turn out to be real, you were going to turn into songs?
Yeah, I'm still going to do that. I just haven't gotten around to it yet. I might start – I don't have any, like, immediate I have to do this now songs coming up for the Fump, so I might start doing that now.
That's awesome.
But yeah, there were all these leaked names. And it's funny. The ones that I thought were going to be fake ended up being the real ones. And so the you know, I was all ready to write a song called Super Fast Jellyfish, but that's the real thing.
And of course, I've been a big fan of your TV's Kyle Sings the Cartoons.
Oh, thank you.
And you had once said that you would kind of put a cap on adding more songs to the list, but that there were a couple that I had that me and Carrie wanted that you were going to try to squeeze in there. So I hope eventually you get around to doing those.
Yeah, I've got four left, and total spoilers here. The four that are left are Muppet Babies, Lupin the Third, and then Heathcliff with you, and Gem and the Holograms with Carrie.
Awesome, awesome.
No Megas XLR theme?
I'm afraid not, although I do love giant robots.
That is one of the not only one of the best shows, but one of the greatest theme songs I've ever heard.
Yeah, Sings the Cartoons is something I might revisit later, but I need to start killing some projects because I have entirely too many. I think maybe you two might know something about that.
Oh, you have too many.
Oh,
I should
gee.
Send you the email you I sent to some friends today.
Oh yeah, the ever growing and shrinking, you know, to-do list that never actually completely gets done ever.
Yeah, and actually, Luke, yeah. I realized today I have stuff to add to that list because Fump 21 was more on that list.
Oh yeah, I got to do the cover for that too. So
yes, you do.
Yeah, I'm in the process of trying to get a year ahead on my webcomic, Frog Raccoon Strawberry, so I can just have that time open to do other things.
I remember when I started a webcomic and I did two comics and then I gave up. So
that would explain why I haven't heard of it.
It's like it got no comments and nobody gave a shit. I'm like, all right, forget it. but I wanted to mention one other song I was hoping you'd do for the cartoons thing was I've always wanted to hear the Teen Titans theme song done as like an up-tempo country and western number. Just like, when there's trouble, you know who to call. Yeehaw! Teen Titans! You know, like that, so.
I think I'll just swipe the audio of you doing that.
Yay! I contributed to society.
I'm society.
Yes. So how many other albums do you have? You have Let's All Do the Guck Guck Guck?
Yeah, I've got Y Fidelity, Let's All Do the Guck Guck Guck, and now Pocketful of Quarters. And, you know, some earlier albums that I refuse to acknowledge the existence of.
I got a bunch of those.
Yeah, and he's putting them all on sale this week at suddendeath.org.
Yes.
Which is great if you have something that plays audio tapes.
I know I do. Well,
all right, so let's get into Turtle Riding a Dog. And, well, thank you for joining us, Kyle.
Thanks for having me.
Yes. Through the magic of technology and time travel.
Ooh. E3 just happened, guys.
I know, I'm psyched. I was watching the coverage live today.
But it's old news now, so we totally shouldn't talk about it.
It is, I know.
And I can't afford any of it anyway.
Yeah.
No, I'm either. A PC and I suck. All right. Thank you, Kyle.
Thank you, guys.
If you got yourself a dog and his back is bare, just get yourself a turtle and put him up there. See them groove. See them move. See the turtle sunglasses, cause he's real smooth. The dog busy cause he's up to no good.
The turtle is the king of his little tank.
Now he's riding a dog and you got me to thank.
I need you to suspend your disbelief. I mean, I'm not suggesting turtles riding a sheep.
It's a turtle, turtle riding a dog, dog, dog. It's a turtle, turtle riding a dog, dog, dog.
It's as easy as falling off of a log.
It's a turtle, turtle riding a dog, dog, dog.
The dog must feel like Morgan Freeman.
But it's not Miss Daisy, it's a turtle up there.
The dog's taking off like a real speed demon.
Like a little old lady from Pasadena.
The little tiny turtle's got places to go.
I got a shell on his back and a song in his heart.
The poochie's gonna take them both to and fro.
He's gonna go get some turtle wax. It's a turtle, turtle riding a dog, dog, dog. It's a turtle, turtle riding a dog, dog, dog.
See the doggy walk. See the doggy jog.
It's a turtle, turtle riding a dog, dog, dog. It's a turtle, turtle riding a dog, dog, dog. It's a turtle, turtle riding a dog, dog, dog.
It wouldn't have worked if I had chosen a frog.
It's a turtle, turtle riding a dog, dog, dog. The turtle is happy.
He's going where he wants to.
The turtle is happy.
He feels so sublime.
The turtle is happy.
They're going to Tijuana.
The turtle is happy.
It's a shell of a time.
Whoa, whoa.
Turtle, turtle, dog, dog, dog.
Whoa, whoa.
What's up, dog?
Whoa, whoa.
Turtle, turtle, dog, dog, dog.
Whoa, whoa.
What's up, dog?
It's a turtle, turtle riding a dog, dog, dog. It's a turtle, turtle riding a dog, dog, dog.
It's as easy as reading the captain's log.
It's a turtle, turtle riding a dog, dog, dog. It's a turtle, turtle riding a dog, dog, dog. It's a turtle, turtle riding a dog, dog, dog.
There ain't no drain they can't unclog.
It's a turtle, turtle riding a dog, dog, dog. It's a turtle, turtle riding a dog, dog, dog. It's a turtle, turtle riding a dog, dog, dog.
I hope the dog don't get lost in this awful fog.
It's a turtle, turtle riding a dog, dog, dog. It's a turtle, turtle riding a dog, dog, dog. It's a turtle, turtle riding a dog, dog, dog.
In California, have your puppy tested for fog.
It's a turtle, turtle riding a dog, dog, dog.
We'll be deploying at over 70,000 feet. The suits will supply us with oxygen and maintain our body temperature. Air is almost non-existent at this altitude, and the negative pressure would literally boil your blood.
I'm scared, Senshin.
I'm scared too, friend.
Distance to target, 11,000 meters.
All right, then. Here we go, Nathaniel. Ready? Jump.
The wait is finally over.
Leviathan City exists at over 35,000 feet under the ocean.
Tell me what is hidden here, Evangeline.
The pieces are in place.
It is the sanctuary for a group of immortals that have existed there for the last 1,000 years.
I regret that I have kept certain aspects of our mortal existence secret.
And soon, that which is hidden.
That is, until one group decided to leave Paradise and live amongst humanity.
Will now be revealed.
It's now or never.
And one secret.
Black Door is the only thing that stands in the way of the genocide of the human race.
Will ignite a war. That will span the globe.
What are those things?
Black Door knows we're in Tibet.
All guard units, this is Evangeline.
And not everyone.
Please.
We'll get out alive.
I'm so sorry, Count.
Fire again! Fire everything!
I have wanted to do this for over a millennia.
Why would Evangeline want an army?
I fear something very sinister is hovering around Leviathan.
It's time to get ready for war.
On May 26th, Chapter 25, the season finale of the Leviathan Chronicles will drop. Go to iTunes or www.leviathanchronicles.com to listen to current episodes and get ready for the biggest chapter in the Leviathan saga.
I want to live.
And we're back.
Back in the
fight.
All right. I hope you all enjoyed the interview with TV's Kyle and his song, Turtle Riding a Dog.
It's still going through my head, like most of TV's Kyle's songs.
So now it's time for the news segment.
The news segment. I'm going to try to come up with a bumper for the news of some kind.
How about while you do it? I'll just go.
In the news. That sounds good. Well, I'm sure most of the people who are listening to this show know already, but the Dr. Demento show is no more on the airwaves. As of last week, Dr. Demento has gone internet only.
Yes.
What?
Well, basically, so far, that's the thing that is bothering me the most about the situation is that all of the articles, like, there's lots of great interviews with Dr. Demento when he's actually getting some attention, but all of the headlines read, Dr. Demento ends 40 years on the air. None of the headlines are, Dr. Demento moves show from radio to internet and continues show. It's always, Dr. Demento's show comes to an end after 40 years. It's like, you know, now that he's actually getting people's attention, it would be nice if, you know, they actually knew that the show isn't actually ending, that it's just not going to be on radio. But
I didn't even know he was getting any press out of it. It's good that he's getting press, but it kind of sucks that they're kind of screwing it up like that.
Yeah, I've been following Dr. Demento on Twitter and on Facebook, and he's been, whenever there's been an article posted or an interview, he's been putting the links up. So he's gotten a handful over the past week or so. But like I said, they're kind of, you know, wording the lead always to say that, and that's the thing that's bugging me the most. But we need to ask Jace, because the people on the channel would like to know what Jace thinks of all this. I'm particularly curious, just because he's much younger than the rest of us fogies, if the Dr. Demento show, you know, was a real, you know, actual direct influence on your life and creative career, or if it was just kind of secondhand through being a fan of Al or other similar funny peoples.
Yeah, it was pretty much a secondhand thing. I would pay attention to what's going on with Dr. Demento. Like, and I listened to his show maybe about 10 times in the past, you know, since 2004 or whenever I started getting into all this. But I would mainly just look at the playlist to see what was getting played. And I started looking up a lot of the stuff. And that's how I discovered a lot of you people. Just by looking you guys up. And I never really paid much attention to the show that much. Although I did like it when I got played.
I like that too.
Yeah.
And I really hope that, I don't think any of us knows the inner workings of how the Dr. Demento show works, but I'm certainly crossing my fingers and hoping that this move will, you know, be a success for him and that he'll be able to continue to make a living and continue doing the show, because I really like the show and wanted to stick around. I know it won't last forever, but, you know, I'm hoping that this works out. I signed up for the Demento Online Club because I got a special offer in my email from his company. So I decided to sign up and get the first month for free and then do the monthly fee thing so I can listen to the show every week because I can't hear it on the loop anymore.
I will probably be doing that after we move.
Yeah. It's like basically you can listen to the shows every week for $1.99, and it's a full – he adds all the bonus tracks, so it ends up being a full two-hour episode for $1.99. $1.99 a week, more people spend more on like cigarettes and coffee in one day than that. So I really don't see it as that huge of a fee. But if you join the Demento Online Club, it's like, $15 or $16 a month, and you get like kind of credits for extra bonus episodes you can listen to in the archives and stuff. So it's neat. And there's the Demento Society fan club as well. You can join to support Dr. Demento and get a nifty CD. So,
the basement tape CDs.
Yes. Yeah. The number 17, which, I am fortunate to be on, which makes me happy. And
yeah, I think a Lemon Demon song made it on there, which I thought was nice.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
So, of course, if those of you who don't know, it's drdemento.com is Dr. Demento Show's website. So please go there, listen, support the show. What's good for Dr. Demento is good for all of us. At least that's the way I look at it. So, yeah.
So moving on to happier news. comedy rock legends Possible Oscar are now accepting pre-orders for the new album, which is titled Individual Results May Vary. You can pre-order this album at PossibleOscar.com, and if you pre-order it, you will get a download-only album, which is coming out in July. I forget what it's called, but it's...
Songs
from the Hammock, which is going to be acoustic interpretations of, I think, five of their electric hits from the past couple of years.
Yes. That's interesting.
And... I think part of the reason they're doing it as a download only is because they aren't going to have it finished before before the release of Individual Results May Vary at Convergence.
Yeah, so and I think they were talking on their podcast on the what they call it, the Posker cast.
Yes.
That they didn't think it'd be worth running the CDs, doing a whole run of CDs for the pre-orders. But I mean, you can do low run CDs. I mean, that's what I do.
Yeah, I'm stuttering now. CDR guy in Madison. I mean, I do lots of stuff through him, and he always does great work. I do all the fundraiser CDs for MarsCon. I do through him as well as my own albums. And Carrie and Jared and Insane Ian and others have done stuff through him. So just go to cddvdmakers.com if you're looking for a place that does good. What's the correct term for it? Where
CD manufacturing?
Duplication.
Well, duplication.
There's duplicating and replicating, and I always get the two confused. So he does duplicating, I guess. Yeah. Anyway, what's next in the news?
In the news, let's do number three fourth, and let's do Tom Smith releases first two out of print albums digitally. Yeah. You got to talk about this one because I know nothing about it.
Well, Tom Smith's first two albums that he ever released were called Domino Death and Who Let Him In Here. They were released on cassette, those albums, as they were, never got released on CD. There was a compilation with some tracks from both CDs put out by a Filk company. And basically, at this point, Tom finally got I don't know the finer details, so I don't want to sound gossipy. But basically, it took Tom a while to get the proper recordings all set up so that he could sell them, those first two albums, in their original glory in MP3 format at his website. And they're available at TomSmithOnline.com right now. So I highly recommend getting those as well as the Possible Oscar album. So yeah.
Awesome. And finally in the news, Nuclear Bubble Wrap enters fan fiction in a contest. And hey, what a coincidence, we have one of the guys from Nuclear Bubble Wrap with us right now.
Oh my god, I can't believe it! Brendan, is that you?
Oh yeah, let's see. Okay, that was fan fiction, yes.
So
My Chemical Romance, which is a band that I'm a very, very big fan of, was holding this contest, for people to make little YouTube covers of their songs, and I guess they're going to judge them or something. I don't know how they're going to judge all that and announce the winner. But I saw this as an opportunity to force My Chemical Romance fans to listen to fan fiction. So I Yeah, I put this little video together. It's a really, really crappy video that I made on this digital camera. It would have been better, but my guitarist Kyle, who has the really nice camera, is out of town, so. So I just quickly whipped together this video and put it up there, and it's been getting a lot of good responses. So that makes me happy.
Well, that's a perfect segue into our interview with Jace McLean of Nuclear Bubble Wrap.
You see, that's why I changed the order of the news thing, you see.
Because you're a goddamn professional, that's why.
Luke's a little slow.
Mom, Luke's dying.
Yeah, for the three people who get that joke.
So there was a question in the channel.
Yes, Wildcard wanted to know, what's the next big thing for Nuclear Bubble Wrap? Any big concerts coming up?
Well, let's see. Concerts. We're doing a show in Memphis in August. If there's any people in that chat room from Memphis, I don't know if there are, but...
Is that a con or just a regular...
Just a regular thing. We're playing downtown at this venue called the New Daisy.
Okay.
And we're playing at Con on the Cob, I think. I'm pretty sure.
Think?
Yeah.
Have you talked to the Con about this?
I've talked to Shoebox.
Okay.
I've talked to Shoebox. He's the one planning all that, right?
Yeah, he's in charge of Con on the Cob.
Okay.
Or at least the music track.
Yeah, he's the chair of the music track.
Yeah. Indeed. He hasn't said no to me, so...
So let's talk about Food Belongs in Me. So what's the story behind that song?
It's a parody of a Taylor Swift song called You Belong With Me. And I heard it on the radio one day, and I was like, that's a really catchy song. I want to parody it. And it was a few months before I ended up writing that song, because I could never think of any idea that I thought was good. But then I finally wrote that, and then I was like, well, I'm writing the song from the point of view of a girl, so I'm gonna need a girl to sing it. And there's this girl named Jonna Day, who I met in a lot of my recording industry classes up at school, and we had a songwriting class together, and we both, over time, became interested in each other's music a little bit, and so I asked her if she wanted to do the vocals on this song, and she happily agreed, and so we went and recorded it, and it was fun. Let's see. I suppose I should also plug her music. Okay, Jonna Day has an album out called Break Free, and you can get it on Amazon and CD Baby and iTunes and all that stuff. And there will be at least one more song with her vocals on it, so I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, guys, hold on just a second here.
DementiaRadio.org!
There we go.
And he was a horrible, horrible man who... Hey, we're back!
Hey! Sorry. Those of you who aren't listening live and are hearing this podcast later, we just had to stop for a while because there were technical difficulties with the live streaming portion of the cast. So you missed out on about 5 minutes of some of the best audio ever.
Random South Park quotes for the win.
just briefly recapping in the channel, Jace met this girl and she sang well, and then she sang on the song and she has websites. What are those websites again?
Oh, yes. Her Facebook is facebook.com/JohnnaDay, JohnnaDay. And, let's see, her CD is called Break Free and it's on CD Baby, Amazon, iTunes, and probably all the other usual stuff that CD Baby sends stuff to.
I'm sorry, Power Salad in the chat says, Kyle! I want Kyle!
We are going to run that into the ground forever.
We are.
Yes.
He missed Kyle, though. Kyle, we already did the interview with Kyle.
Well,
it could be my Kyle.
So the thing I was trying to do at the moment my Winamp crashed was I was trying to find other Nuclear Bubble Wrap songs in my computer so I could ask you intelligent questions. There's the Environment song that has several cameos.
Yes.
And now it's like super topical.
Oh yeah. totally.
And
BP sure doesn't care about the environment.
Maybe they'd want to use that as their new theme song.
They should. Or Black Water by Steve Goody.
Exactly, which we played last week. Hey, so I haven't done any research on this. Are there actually Teletubby conventions?
No. The story behind that is some friends and I were in Boy Scouts a long time ago, and if someone ever didn't come to a meeting or a camp out, the running joke was they were at the Teletubbies convention, and then I turned that into a song.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Let's see. You share my hatred of the Land Before Time direct-to-video sequels.
Oh, yes.
That's very
good. 85 of them.
It's like you picture just Don Bluth is somewhere sitting on a big pile of money, like, I don't ever have to do anything again. I want all the ham.
It's like every once in a while I walk into Walmart or something and they're the Land Before Time part 32. And I'm like, what the hell? Come on.
That and also, didn't Cartoon Network make an animated TV series out of it too?
I don't think they ever actually officially did. I think it's just all these direct to video sequels. I could be wrong.
At what point do they actually catch up with time? Cause they keep making more videos, but they can't all be before time. Eventually they're going to catch up with time.
I guess when the asteroid hits.
Maybe that's what's inside the Pandorium on the current episode of Doctor Who, but...
Yeah.
So I have something I want to talk to Jace about, and it has really nothing to do with the Fump at all, but he's the only person I know of who is watching this TV show as a new show that I'm watching. He's the only person I know of who is also watching it. Adventure Time with Finn and Jake.
Adventure Time, yes, such a good show.
I'm trying to... I haven't... admittedly, I haven't done the research on this. I'm trying to wrap my head around how this show came into existence, because some shows are like, there's a person behind it, a creator who has like a specific vision, and some shows are like, it's just a bunch of stoners writing the craziest stuff they can and trying to work in subversive hidden adult messages into shows. And then some shows are like, the network says, we've done market research and kids like this and this and this, so we need to do a show that's like this and this and this. And yet somehow Adventure Time with Finn and Jake seems to be all three of those at the same time, simultaneously. But it's such a weird show.
It is.
Everyone should at least watch one episode and see if it's their cup of tea or not. But
yeah,
they have.
I personally love it. Like a favorite part of mine in there is the Ricardio the Heart Guy episode.
And was that George Takei?
What
was that George Takei from classic Star Trek doing the voice of Ricardio?
I'm not sure, but the best line ever uttered on children's television is, I'm going to tear out Princess Bubblegum's heart and make out with it. It was amazing.
What station is this fine program on?
On Cartoon Network.
Cartoon Network, okay. Yeah. I haven't heard of it, so.
And the dog character named, that's Jake, right?
Yeah. That's Jake, yeah.
And he's voiced by John DiMaggio of Futurama, the guy who does Bender. So it's basically Bender's voice just with a different, you know, personality to it. But and then there's Lumpy Space Princess, which is a great character. Like, oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So anyway,
love LSP.
I just wanted to, you know, since we got TV's Kyle earlier, we're doing it's like cartoon geeky nerdy stuff with Luke and Jace, and that'll be our cartoon show.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's get into the song before we do this all night.
All righty, let me make sure. Sound all right. Here is "Food Belongs in Me" featuring John Adey by Nuclear Bubble Wrap. Here we go.
To eat with your girlfriend, you're upset. A small salad and a water's all she gets. Then she says she's fat and pukes in the bathroom. I'm on the road on a typical weekday night. I'm hitting all of the buffets in town you like. She'll never let you go there like I do. She wears short skirts, I break t-shirts, she's on a diet and I'm in the freezer, scarfing down a cake, hoping one day you'll find that what you're looking for has been me the whole time. If you could see that I'm the one who wants to date you, promise that I clean up all my plate, you see, food belongs in me, food belongs in me. Skinny jeans while my pants are all bursting at the seams. When I see a school bus, I think to myself, hey, is that a Twinkie? And while I admit I'm not smart as you may like, I can't do math cause it makes me think of pie. But I can tell you that your girlfriend's so wrong. She doesn't even save her grocery coupons. She eats rice cakes, I eat jello. She's your cupcake, but I'll be your ho-ho. Hope you're not creeped out, but those love notes you found with chocolate fingerprints were from me the whole time. If you could see that I'm the one who wants to take you, promise that I'm clean up on my plate. You see, food belongs
on the internet. Your life still sucks no matter how rich you get. Now there's a groovy station that rocks the Dimension Nation. If you wanna laugh for a day and a half, the internet is your salvation.
Dementia Radio, ha ha dee dee ho ho. Funny music can't stand up, I've fallen and I can't get up. Dementia Radio, ridiculous.
DementiaRadio.org.
Yes, Chris Mezzalesta of Power Salad with the Dementia Radio theme song and jingle. So, yeah.
The official voice actor of comedy.
Yes. So, do we have any listener feedback from Episode Zero, Devo Spice?
Not specifically. I got a bunch of emails in my personal accounts and just saying, you know, general good job stuff. One person asked about the feed. It was working at the time last week, but I don't think I ever announced it. The RSS feed, for those of you who are podcast savvy, is feeds.feedburner.com/funnymusic. And that's linked off of the FUMP.com. So if you just go to the FUMP and scroll down to the news entry on the about this show, you'll see the feed linked there. And there is going to be a separate page on the FUMP about this show. Other than that, if you have some feedback for the show, you can send it to info@thefump.com. And we are now up on iTunes, although I haven't confirmed that yet. We should be. So please go to iTunes and give us a review, preferably a good one.
And if you have a podcast of your own and you have a promo, we're all open to this whole podcast promo exchange thing. We're going to whip up a FUMP promo sometime very soon. And,
yes, I'm going to start hounding the other FUMP artists about that very shortly.
So, yeah, so basically, you know, if you send us a promo for your show, we'll send you ours, and then we can play each other's promos on each other's shows and help promote awesome goodness all over the interwebs. So, Jay's still here from Nuclear Bubble Wrap. I'm trying to think of something to say that it relates to you so you could talk, and I'm failing.
All hail Steve Goody's banjo skills, I guess.
Woot.
Yes.
Hail Steve Goody's banjo skills. I will.
That song wouldn't have happened without his banjo.
Yeah, I got to say, you, well, I guess probably your age has something to do with it once again, is that you're actually paying attention to what current pop music is being played, unlike us, you know, ancient Gen Xers who are stuck in our ruts of late 80s, early 90s hip hop.
Yeah. Spaff is also doing that, so he's got a lot of current stuff.
Yeah, you and Spaff, it's like my most frequent exposure to current pop music is when I'm drawing caricatures at Key Lime Cove and they have the DJs down there. It's like I hear these melodies and, you know, I can only make out the words part of the time because there's kids yelling and stuff like that. But then 2 weeks later, you know, either you or Spaff has a song that's a parody of it. I'm like, oh, okay. And, you know, then I learned something. So,
yes.
So I admire you for that.
Indeed. I have to endure all the pop music because, you know, in music industry school, you know, I wrote a report on Bad Romance by Lady Gaga for a class.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Luke, you want to play another song?
Sure. We can play another song. As we mentioned earlier during the news segment, Possible Oscar has their new album coming out called Individual Results May Vary that you can order at PossibleOscar.com. Here is a song from that premiered on the FUMP a couple of years ago, and it is about a well-known soundbite. So here is that song right now.
The legend starts in 1951 when we listened to the sound of the distant drums. Met his maker in the jaws of an alligator. There were 6 screams taken, but one proved to be greater than the rest. So let's fast forward a bit to the Feather River and meet a young private with the lungs that could deliver the kind of cry that only girls spoke alive. He unleashed a mighty scream as his thigh was incised.
Ben Burtt. Perhaps you may have heard of him. He noticed a certain sound emanating from a bunch of films. Decided it was perfect for a film that he made. So he lifted it and placed it in the Scarlet Blade. From that point, his sonic signature form, one that Ben used fairly often in his sound design chores. To this very day, if you happen by his edit bay and listen very closely, you can hear him say, "That calls for a Wilhelm scream! That calls for a Wilhelm scream! That calls for a Wilhelm scream! Scream a little louder, gotta make a big scene! That calls for a Wilhelm scream! That calls for a Wilhelm scream! That calls for a Wilhelm scream! Scream it to their heavens so they know what you mean!" Over the years, the scream has made many appearances. It sounded out in Warner Brothers films for 20 years, and then the aforementioned Ben created sounds for Star Wars. Take 4 began to show up in movies galore. A stormtrooper stumbled into a shaft because Luke shot him. Another was chucked into the freezing chamber by Chewbacca. Crocodiles enjoyed the thug as Indy knocked from the bridge. Jabba lost a bunch of henchmen in the Sarlacc pit. Mr. Pink smacked some people in the street. Buzz Lightyear met a lamp and tumbled head over feet. The King Crusader punched a clown and tossed him clear out the frame. Grenades exploded in the Last Crusade. There's numerous other scenes featuring violence and tension. Young Indiana Jones has too many Wilhelms to mention. I bet the sound designers beat near to here to figure out which films will get the scream this year. That calls for a Wilhelm scream. That calls for a Wilhelm scream. That calls for a Wilhelm scream. Scream a little louder, gotta make a big scene. That calls for a Wilhelm scream. That calls for a Wilhelm scream. That calls for a Wilhelm scream. Scream it like you're lacking proper oral hygiene. Now don't believe that the scream can only be used on the screen. You can use it wherever you see a need. Got a problem that should probably have the proper punctuation. Try a Wilhelm, it can emphasize any bad situation. That big jerk from accounting just stole your promotion. Your dinghy's leaking in the middle of the ocean. That eBay idiot left you negative feedback. And the money you gave that bum was converted to crack. The lid can't be extracted from your jello pudding cup. It's hard to surf report efficiently stuck on dial-up. All you need is a knife, but there's 10,000 spoons. They're making a Michael Bay film of your favorite cartoon. The Spanish Inquisition tries to burn you at the stake. Cavity creeps gave you a toothache. The enemy force is just outside your archer's range. That cell phone soccer mom didn't signal her lane change. Gotta pee, but the urinal's unflushed. You find yourself on outer space lacking the right stuff. Frequent visits to the store that you never yet chase figure. You didn't remember the team of the heroes finale, now did ya? Invaders from space leveled all the major cities. There's no more freaking up for your bowl of Cocoa Krispies. Whenever it seems you've been given a raw deal, it's time to scream it like you mean it. Let them know how you feel. That calls for a Wilhelm scream. That calls for a Wilhelm scream. That calls for a Wilhelm scream. Scream a little louder, gotta make a big scene. That calls for a Wilhelm scream. That calls for a Wilhelm scream. That calls for a Wilhelm scream. Scream it like the doctors finally found a vaccine. That calls for a Wilhelm scream. That calls for a Wilhelm scream. That calls for a Wilhelm scream. Scream a little louder, gotta make a big scene. She was only 16.
Ah!
Ah!
Ow! Ah! And on that note, let's wrap this baby up.
All right. Thank you very much, Jace, for being on the show this week. What is the website of Nuclear Bubble Wrap once again?
NuclearBubbleWrap.com.
Awesome. And as we have been driving home like a bunch of plugging maniacs, you can go to thefump.com and download both the Nuclear Bubble Wrap song Food Belongs in Me and also the TV's Kyle song Turtle Riding a Dog absolutely for free right now. Coming up next week on The Fump, we have new songs from Tom Smith and me, the great Luke Ski. So
yay!
You have that to look forward to. So
we get to interview you next week.
Oh my God. I don't know. I think.
Right. Oh my God. Luke is going to interview himself.
I really don't like to talk much. Anyway. Thank you very much for listening to the show this week. I've been the great Luke Ski.
I am Devo Spice.
And that was Jace. See you later.
Hi, I'm Jace.
Thank you for listening to the Funny Music Podcast. You can listen live every Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific at DementiaRadio.org and join us in the chat. Or subscribe to the podcast feed. Look us up on iTunes and be sure to leave us a review. Feedback for the show can be sent to info@thefump.com. The Funny Music Podcast is a production of Fidem Interactive, LLC, released under a Creative Commons share-alike license. Tell your friends. Tell your enemies.
Shout it to random people on the street. And be sure to visit thefump.com for the latest funny songs. Tune in next week where you'll hear Luke Ski say,
"When I look in the mirror, I just feel so pretty."